Growing up a tomboy, Michelle J. Abrams didn't have a tight-knit group of women around her. In her adult life, she sought adventure and good company, pushing Abrams to start an Instagram page highlighting bold women taking on outdoor adventures. She expected nothing more than a collection of fun photographs that inspired women to explore the outdoors. Instead, Women of Colorado, a community of adventurous self-identified women, was born. One day I got a message from a person that followed the page and said, "Hey, are we ever going to hang out?" Abrams said. That message gave Abrams the push to host in-person events. The group has now grown into a family of 25 ambassadors, frequent retreats, and a plethora of friendships. From downtown Denver to Durango, the group hosts events scattered throughout the state, ensuring any woman interested in participating is in close proximity to a variety of events. There's a huge range of activities, and that's really meant to allow people to engage with our group however they'd like to. They can come to hang out and make some new friends, or if they want to learn about Class 414 or mountaineering, they can do that too, Abrams noted. For women seeking adrenaline, Women of Colorado hosts outdoor athletic events such as whitewater rafting, ziplining, and rock climbing. If more tranquil activities are desired, the group hosts jewelry making events, informational astrology courses, and herbalism classes. Retreats are also an important element to Women of Colorado, Abrams said. The retreat groups consist of 10 to 15 members, with mindfulness and activity as the focus. Members visit a town during its off-season and home in on being present and moving their bodies. "I know how important it is for small towns to contribute to those local economies and small businesses. I try and find the off-the-beaten-path activities where people are getting more enlightened and familiarized with different areas of Colorado," Abrams said. Friendships sprout naturally during small group retreats, according to Abrams. "The aspect of being able to connect with people outside of your typical four walls environment breeds more connectivity," Abrams said. Women of Colorado will be combating the four walls environment all summer through lively events. The group will host a clothing swap in Fort Collins on April 20, a bounce sculpt class on May 13, and a feminine-focused herbalism class on May 31. For more information on events, visit www.womenofcolorado.co/events.